Madame Bovary by Gustave Flaubert. This book is read by Donata Peters. This recording of the full-length reading of Madame Bovary was produced in 1993 by Joss Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Joss Recordings. Gustave Flaubert was born on December the 12th, 1821, in Rouen, France, where his father was chief surgeon at the Hôtel Dieu. He had five siblings, three of whom died in childhood. Flaubert wrote abundantly during his years at the Collège of Rouen, from 1832 to 1840, as well as during the brief time when he was enrolled as a law student in Paris. In 1844, Flaubert had his first attack of what was probably temporal lobe epilepsy. His father insisted that he give up his studies. Flaubert returned home, and in fact spent most of the rest of his life, living with his mother until her death, at the family property of Croisset, near Rouen. In Madame Bovary, which he began in 1851, Flaubert set out to create an almost scientifically precise picture of a bourgeois failed marriage. Eschewing romanticism or grandeur of any kind, he created a heroine who is vulgar, trivial, and rather stupid, a bovine and insensitive husband, a plot in which romance is undercut by irony and tragedy descends into bathos. To show nature as it is, he wrote, we must paint the underside as well as the surface. The novel, published between 1856 and 1857 in the Revue de Paris, created a furore, hailed by a few as brilliant and revolutionary, condemned by many as wicked. In 1857, Flaubert and the magazine were brought to trial for the immorality and irreligion